And the ball fell off the tee. Well, must be a little bit of wind out there now, Phil.
I think he just got it.
Just slid off there.
Yeah, he's got such a slant on it that.
He's going to pop that straight up.
He had such a slant on it, the weight of the ball was just pulling it off the tee.
And let's try the third time. This time the kick is away. It's going to be caught by Unzueta at the 20-yard line. He's across the 35-40 and take it down around the 41-yard line. They'll mark it.
He just ran right by all of his blockers. The blockers were moving tentatively forward, and he just blew right by them. Don't be hesitant when you return a kickoff when it's that short. Get as much as you can and go with it.
He is just so shifty. 5'9", 150 pounds, just a sophomore. And, you know, he may lack the size, but he does not lack the speed and athleticism.
Or the desire right now.
And now we got a ball on the field from a new West quarterback, looks like, warming up. And, of course, we do not have a 14 on the roster.
Who knows?
Here throwing.
He's got the wrong color helmet, too.
Smith. He's got a wide open man. Jordan Wilson down the 40, 35 down near the 30-yard line. How about that?
That's a good wrinkle to come out and start with as that ball goes from our 41 to the West 31. That's a gain of 28 yards and a first down.
And they're waving the wheat in Lawrence. KU just
scored
a touchdown. 7-0 Jayhawks. 29 seconds to play in the first half.
It's their first lead of the year.
Yeah, it is. Tucker Smith.
Might be their only one.
Kerr, nice hole. He'll get across the 25 to the 23-yard line.
That's a gain of eight. Eight carries now for 46 yards for Chance Kerr.
Eleven to play, third quarter, 21-6. Dodge City leads by 15.
One of the things I like about this offense is a lot of it's quick hitting. Mm-hmm. And when you're not big up front, you can't expect guys to hold blocks for very long.
Sanchez in motion, and here's the pitch out to him. Trying to get outside, there's a face mask, and here it comes. Flag comes in.
Well, he's going to get no gain on the play. He was brought down, but as you mentioned, that's going to be a face mask on. That should move the football down to the 11.5.
Yep. Get inside the Lopp Motors red zone. Dodge City trying to punch it in. Already a two-score lead. Just underway here in this third quarter.
That is the seventh penalty of the night against Wichita West. Dodge City has yet to be flagged. Oh, I hope I didn't jinx it.
Better find some wood.
And people who want to know why he's laughing, I reached for his head. So there we go.
First and 10 for Dodge at the 11. Smith out of the shotgun, kind of the pistol. He'll option to his right. He'll pitch it off. Here, Chance Kerr, stiff arm, but he gets taken down the 14. Looked like the ball to the 13, but they're going to mark him back at the 14.
Well, I think his knee hit before he fell forward. That'll put the football to a loss of 3 on first down.
Some quick scores for you in the Western Athletic Conference. Mays South leading Great Bend 14-0 at halftime. Hayes High leading Wichita East 7-0 at the halftime break. Manhattan, Garden City should just be kicking off, finally.
Okay.
It looked like a monsoon hit there at Buffalo Stadium. Yeah,
I've dealt with that before.
Well, two years ago when we were there. Tucker Smith under center in motion from left to right to Stone Wilson. Smith rolls to his left. Pressure coming. Steps up. Throws to the end zone. It is incomplete. Trying to hit DeAndre Vantrez in the back of the end zone. It's incomplete. Brings up third down and long here for the Dodge City offense.
That's a little bit of inexperience on Tucker Smith's part. He made the fakes. He made the roll. But he rolled too far. And he ran into his blocking alignment. If you don't have the edge to get out to, you've got to stop. Set your feet, get turned to be able to make the strong throw that you want to make. And by the time he hit his lineman and then backed away from him, he was a little bit off balance trying to make that throw. It'll bring up third down and 13 for the Red Demons. They are 4-5, so far on third down in the football game.
Four receivers set, three left, one right. Smith rolls to the left. Looking to pass. He's going to throw to the end zone. He's got a man. It is going to be caught. DeAndre Vontrez, touchdown, Dodge City. Vontrez hauls it in from 14 yards out, and Dodge City extends the lead to 27-6 with 9:32 to play in the third.
That was a good job. Good job blocking on the edge that time by the left tackle, Edgar Hernandez, and he got a little help from one of the wingbacks. And then Smith did a good job of setting his feet, found Vontrez open in the corner of the end zone, hit him with a strike, and Dodge City's on the board again.
That is his second touchdown reception of Vontrez's career. Again, he did not play last year because of that torn ACL. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So 9:32 to play here in quarter number three. And the lead is now 28-6.
That drive for Dodge City goes 59 yards in four plays. And the touchdown pass from Tucker Smith to DeAndre Vontrez of 14 yards. Aguilar adds the extra point. And as Sean mentioned, 9:32 remaining in the third quarter. Dodge City now leads 28-6.
The Red Demons at home next week, taking on Liberal. Liberal will take on Guymon tonight. I have not seen a score from that one. Game in Garden City just kicking off at 8:30.
Late night for Manhattan getting home.
Oh, think about that. That's a four-hour drive, plus you're not going to get done 11.
Might get done by 11. You might get out of town by midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a fun drive.
Hopefully you didn't order a Pizza Hut for 9:45.
They'll keep it warm. Maybe.
It'll be closed by that time. 11.
Well.
We'll just drop it outside
maybe,
the locker room.
Yeah, just leave it out in the monsoon.
Aguilar will tee it up. Again, kicking off from our left to right. Aguilar, we did not get an opportunity to see him kick that field goal because of the bad snap, but he's got a leg. He's going to be returned from the five. Here comes a flag in thrown by the referee from behind the play.
I think it's going to be a block in the back would be my guess because all the
– it'll be back. They're going to mark it from the 25 back to the – I think that's – yeah, it's, there's the flag. Yeah, the 25. So first and 10 for the Pioneers at the 15. .9:24 to go in quarter number three. Dodge City leading Wichita West 28-6 in the season opener.
Well, he put it down at the – no, now he put it at the right place. There we go. Like I said, it's first game for everybody. No. We're going to give everybody a little bit of leeway. I'm hardest on the officials because I was one.
Yep.
So.
Waist high snap. Here's the give around the left side. Dodge City defense is there. And they'll make the tackle. Clark, or it's going to be Parks rather, with the carry. He'll get up to the 18 or so.
10 carries on the night, 55 yards for Xavion Parks.
22nd meeting all time between these two programs. Dodge City leads the overall series 12 games to 9, including the most recent one back in 2019. That game was played at Wichita Northwest.
I remember that.
I do too. Low snap. It's fielded there by Parks, and he'll get across the 20. Turns a negative into a positive about 3 or 4. Brings up third down and 3.
West is 0-5 on third down so far this evening. Boy, they sure would like to try to keep a drive going here. Pick this up. You just gave up a big drive to start the half of 59 yards in four plays. The last thing you want to do is have a three and out, give it right back to Dodge City. It's got momentum on offense.
Third down coming up. Two receivers to the right. The run around the right side. There's the quarterback. Figures got the first down, still on his feet. And he's up in it at the 32-yard line. First down for the Pioneers.
That's their sixth first down of the football game and their first third down conversion of the night.
Kobe Figures lists again at 5'10", 235. And he is tough to bring down. I mean, you'd think you hit him low.
He's got some big thighs on him. So if you're going to hit him low, you got to get him down below the knees.
And even then, he's just been tough to bring down.
What's like trying to tackle a buffalo? Huh?
Snap handoff to Parks, and Parks runs right into the arms of Daniel Sanchez, who wraps him up for a short gain of maybe a yard or two.
Yeah, we'll see where they put it down. Official looks like they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and give him two on the play.
It'll be marked at the 34-yard line.
I'm bringing my Bushnells next week.
There you go.
I found some. That's the best part. I knew I had them. I just had to find them. Of course, I've had all summer to look for them.
True. At least we know the lighting is much better at Memorial Stadium.
Yes, it is.
Ball in the right hash. Two receivers right, one to the left. Figures hands off. That time it looked like Jaheim Richbow.
Not sure why they stopped the clock. Unless somebody lost the helmet again. They're going to put it up at the 38, so that's a gain of four.
Yeah, why is the clock? Oh, now it's running.
That same guy was having problems on this sideline. It's on the far sideline now. I'll stop by on the way out and explain a couple things to him. I'm always good for that.
Third down and five for Wichita West. Pressure coming from the far side. They're going to run to the near side. Figures trying to get outside. He does. He's going to stay on his feet, and he's hit from behind, but he'll pick up the first down to the 45-yard line.
That'll be a gain of seven, and the second first down of this drive and second third down conversion of the quarter for Wichita West.
That time, Dodgson brought pressure from the far side. The Pioneers came back here to the near side to carry.
This is kind of what we expected, is both teams just kind of pounding it on the ground. We didn't get as much of that as we thought in the first half.
Figures, again, will hand it off. Running back that time was Richbow. Parks is having, looks like, some helmet issues on the near side. He is working with one of the
So that was Richbow running the football that time. We'll give him a gain of two.
Yeah, Parks is getting his helmet. Oh, it looks like he got his visor taken off. That's what it was. Probably getting a little steamy in that helmet. That's my guess.
Might very well be.
It is very humid here in Wichita.
Looks like it's starting to rain.
5:10 to play here. And the third pass is going to be nearly picked off of the far side by Vincent Ortiz. He nearly got his first career INT and sent it to an incompletion. Yet the rain is falling because everybody is
scattering.
And I'm not sure why these folks down here have umbrellas. Why are they using those instead of running towards the exit? Just put your umbrella up. That's why you brought one in, isn't it?
That would be my guess, but be another third down conversion try here for West on this drive. They're two for two so far. It's their first two of the football game.
Rain falling here in Wichita. And we knew we were going to be getting it at some point, so 8:46 we'll say is when it officially has arrived. Carry for Parks this time, and he breaks free from some tackles. He's going to take it all the way into the 45 to the 43.
That's a gain of 10 and another third down conversion. Good run by Parks. He looked like he was going to be stopped 4 or 5 yards short of the first down, and he broke a couple of tackles and made his way up the field for another conversion for West on this drive.
Hayes high up 14-0 on Wichita East. So the WAC trying to go 2-0 against the City League tonight. Three receivers right, one left. It's kept there by Parks. That was a really good fake. And he got Santonio Turner to go after the option man. But a good run up to the 37-yard line.
Gain of six on the play. This will be the 11th drive or 11th play of this drive for Wichita West. They obviously did some things at halftime to figure out what they wanted to do offensively, and they've been executing. And their quarterback, Figures, is on the sidelines right now.
Hand off outside left side, running with it. It's the first, that's Richbow, I believe. Yep, it was Richbow.
He'll pick up five before getting knocked out of bounds.
So timeouts
and
called by the Red Demons.
Well, so far as we mentioned, that's 11 plays on this drive, and defense and this heat and humidity getting worn out a little bit, and maybe not a bad idea that maybe they're seeing something up here in the box that they can pass along to the kids to make an adjustment.
Yeah, again, that's something that Glenn O'Neill, the head coach for the Red Demons, in his first game at Dodge City High School, that's something that we'll see him in the press box a lot this year just because he can see things up here that you can't see down in the field. Now we've got the athletic directors out on the field. Jay Gifford is walking across, and he's on the phone, and that's never a good sign.
Mm-mm.
He is waving up here towards this way. Now he's talking to the referee. And that is not a good sign. The last look, Lightning was 23 miles away. That was at halftime. I have not looked what it is lately, but.
Well, I think it's 10 miles, am I right?
Well, it depends. It's everything's different, I feel like. College, high school, and yep. Then sport by sport, it seems like.
And the AD from Wichita West is making his way to the field.
Yep.
So what's the magic phone tell you?
Well.
Oh, there we go. There you have it.
So under a weather delay and 8.4 miles away is the closest strike.
Well, I think 10 miles might be the kicker. And it has to be, well, at least in baseball, it has to be 30 minutes
after each strike.
Right. So we might be up here for a while just hanging out.
Well, we've made it through. Oh, now I can't even. Steve Wells has his umbrella there.
Well, it's there's
3:50
left in the third quarter, so we still have 18 minutes and 50 seconds to play in this football game. And the officials will mark everything, and if it's a lightning delay, then they need to get all the players and the fans off the field, out of the stands, all that fun stuff.
And us down in the press box.
I don't know.
They don't ever care about us.
They don't care about us being up here. And actually, this isn't a bad place to be because there's metal up here. Don't get me wrong, but we're surrounded by a lot of concrete.
Yeah, that's one thing doing the A's games this summer is when we had weather. No one ever cared about what's going on in the press box. And that's something I was talking to, Steve Carpenter, the SID at Hutchinson Community College, and You know the press box at Hobart Deader up there.
Oh yeah.
Got to
climb
on top of the roof and to even get in there.
It has, I think it has lightning antennas up there that attract lightning.
Yeah.
In that place, that place has been around a long time, and both teams are making their way away from the field off to their respective locker rooms, which look like they're pretty far away. Everybody's dragging water and ice and everything with them to head that direction.
Yeah, I talked to Coach O'Neill briefly at halftime, and he said if there is a weather delay, it's more likely we're going to call it. And so, we have not heard an official word, obviously. They just said under a weather delay, but everybody taking everything for the most part because the rain is really starting to come down here at Adair Austin Stadium on the campus of Friends University here in Wichita.
Well,
both coaches are down there. Glenn O'Neill trying to figure out what's going on. Coaches gave each other a fist bump. So is that a
I don't know.
So 8:50 is when, say, we went into that delay.
This is where I get a hold of Mr. Jay Gifford.
There you go. I'll mute your mic. We'll send us to a break. We'll step aside real quick and come back. It is 28-6. Dodgy leading with 3:50 to play in the third quarter. We'll step aside, come back, and give you an update here from Wichita as the rain continues to fall here in the air capital.